Hi everybody, welcome to another Chelsea update. A derby win for the Blues midweek and another London derby tomorrow. So please join me for the Chelsea update. Hi everybody, my name's Steve Hadlow, this is the Chelsea Update, my weekly look at Chelsea Football Club. As mentioned on previous podcasts, the women are having a break at the moment due to international football. Three of our girls were involved in the England win over Brazil midweek, Kaz Carney, Fran Kirby and Carly Telford. Congratulations to them. Moving on to the men, shall we? Right, after disappointment of Wembley on Sunday and all the Kepagate rubbish, we got back to the league on Wednesday against Tottenham and we managed to get a 2-0 win thanks to a goal from Pedro and a rather fortuitous second goal, shall we say, from one of the Tottenham defenders. I don't think Lloris had a very good game for Spurs either, but our defence was praised and we managed to get a 2-0 win over the Spuds, and that's all that's mattered. That's the most important thing, and Sarri is still around. So tomorrow we got another London derby. It's an afternoon kickoff, around 2 o'clock. It's on Sky TV, and we play Fulham. And we were expecting to play our old manager Claudio Ranieri, but as you'd probably have read in the papers, he was given the bullet during the week after a rather disappointing result at Southampton. So Scott Parker, who briefly played for us, someone was comparing him. I was reading Steve Wilson's BBC comment on the website that he said he's a cross between Ross Barkley and Danny Drinkwater, if you want to compare him to his time at Chelsea. But he's in charge now. Good luck to Scott. Hope he doesn't start off with a win tomorrow. Hope the Blues can I think it'll probably be a routine win. That's the most important part. Will Kepa come back in goal, probably, after all the fuss? Some of the Chelsea fans would like to see him sit out a few more games, I think. And this is really our London derby. Fulham, it's just down the road. Steve Wilson again commented that what Italian manager was expecting to get sacked this week. We wasn't expecting Ranieri. We were expecting Sarri, but he's managed to ride the wave. I think it'll still be an ongoing thing during the season. I mean, if we get a few bad results again, the questions will be asked again, but he thinks we've got to show a bit more consistency. I was listening to his press conference yesterday, watching the press conference, and he seems quite content. He's used to all this fuss about being sacked because he's been in the game a long time. There's not much more you can really say about it. Let's just hope for 3 points, shall we?
For a bit more of the Chelsea Update, go to bit.ly/ChelseaUpdate for the YouTube channel with related videos about Chelsea Football Club, and of course the website and blog at bit.ly/CFCUpdate.
So wherever you're listening to this, whether it be on Spreaker, Podbean or even on iTunes, thanks very much, I do appreciate it. It's short and sweet this week, I'm not much I can talk about. All we can say is, give us another 3 points, Blues. Come on, the Blues, and let's get a good result tomorrow afternoon and be happy again. We can't be as bad as Arsenal. Sorry, he's not the most, can I say, he's not the most exciting manager to follow. He's very down straight to everybody. Unlike Conte, who got a bit more excited than that. It's just one of those things, periods we're going through. Chelsea aren't, you can't expect Chelsea to win every week. I mean, he wants them to. But at the moment, we're in that situation where we're not there. We're just not right at the moment. It could be Sarri, it could be the team, who knows. But all I'm hoping is for 3 points on Sunday. So please join me again next week. Oh yes, during the week, I almost forgot. During the week, we play our Europa League first league tie at Stamford Bridge. Again, he will make some changes. I won't do another podcast because I follow the games. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think it's important enough to do an extra podcast. But let's wish the Blues a good luck for that. He'll make changes. Unusually, we're at home the first leg and away the second, Dinamo Kiev. We have played them before. You can check on Chelsea's website and also on Twitter, on my Twitter stream at Chelsea Update SH. And you can see previous, you know, results against that particular team. So good luck on Thursday. I'll be watching that one. And I'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.